General Motors Corporation announced today that 2002 will be the last year of the Camaro. The car was introduced in 1967, an American sports car. It had a back seat, and it was not as expensive as the Corvette. It was popular through the 70s, but last year just 42,000 were sold, according to GM. A company official called the cancellation of the Camaro a painful decision. Val McClatchy is from Pennsylvania. She's the founder and president of the Keystone Camaro Club. She's owned four of the cars. Val McClatchy, what's the attraction of the Camaro?
Besides the performance and styling, it's strong heritage. It's always been a true muscle car, and actually the name Camaro comes from the French word comrade, and that's probably the truest statement. The Camaro stands for friendship.
You own four of the cars already. General Motors is planning to produce a special edition for the last year. You going to want one?
I would love to have one, but unfortunately, I don't have enough garage space. I was there for the unveiling of the 35th anniversary edition, and it is one beautiful car. I know some of my friends have already ordered theirs.
Beautiful how? Tell us why.
Well, it is definitely the brightest red you could ever imagine. The leather upholstery with the SS emblem and the graphics on it, not to mention the engine, it definitely has a presence. I unfortunately wasn't one of the fortunate ones to drive it yet, but it is quite a beautiful car.
But it sounds like what you really like about the Camaro is that it's a very big engine in a relatively small car.
Yes, I have to say that I'm somewhat prejudiced in that. You know, they have always beat the pants off the Mustangs when it comes to the pony car league. They've always offered, you know, much more horsepower, a stronger engine, and a more reliable, as far as I've been concerned. I've always had very good luck with my cars.
Where did this crush on the Camaro come from for you? What was your very first one?
My very first crush actually started in 1969 when I was in high school. I saw a beautiful 68 Camaro in the school parking lot and found out who owned it and actually went out on a date with the ugliest boy in high school just to ride in his car.
So the car worked for him anyway.
Yes, the car worked for him, but I only dated him once. He refused to wear the paper bag over his head for another date. But I earned his respect in the fact that I was a 15-year-old girl who could actually handle a four-speed. And I didn't own one until 1980. That's when I had a 1974 Camaro. And then my husband bought me my dream car, a 69 SS, for our fifth wedding anniversary.
Val McClatchy, thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Val McClatchy spoke to us from her home in Stoystown, Pennsylvania. She is president of the Keystone Camaro Club.